And in the order in which you were called, that's how we'll take the testimony. If each of you could put your name on the record and who you represent before you commence your testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Sal Rosalvado. I'm the executive director of the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Store and Automotive Association. Appreciate the opportunity to share our organization's views. I've been in front of this committee previously, and I would like to open by saying that small employers sort of feel like they're under siege. It is really difficult for the morale of small business owners to constantly face a barrage of these types of things. Absolutely, positively, there is not one good employer that wouldn't agree employees should be paid and paid properly. I can also tell you that there are many good employers that are always looking over their shoulder, wondering, am I doing it properly? Have I done something that an employee would want to retaliate against me? We talk about presumption. The word presumption is in this bill. The word retaliation is in this bill. Those happened in reverse as well. And I've had horror stories where the employer has called and said, what do I do? My employee says this. We also, as an organization, we cooperate with the Department of Labor. Not only cooperate, when a member reports to me that another employer is improperly paying wages, I do my best to report it as an organization. We don't want any employer gaining an unfair advantage over another employer because they don't pay wages properly. So we've worked with the Department of Labor, and I have to tell you, one of the most common things that I run into, and we've actually asked particularly the United States Department of Labor to come in and do seminars for our members, because what they have found is the violations that they find, they have said, we can actually show your member how to properly pay the employee, and they would actually pay less. And here's the example that we've used. It just seems common in the gasoline business. Because hours sometimes, just the way they get strung together, and running a small business, even payroll is just another difficult aspect to do every week. And the common thing that was real easy is to have somebody that pumps gas for more than 40 hours, usually around 50, and say, when you hire them, we'll hire you, these are the hours I need, and you get paid $600 a week. Not $600 a week under the table, $600 a week on the books. And many employees, if not all, because they accept the jobs, they're real happy to do that. Except that when the Department of Labor comes in and they then do an audit, they may interview the employee and the employee's not unhappy about anything. I'm being paid fairly. I'm fine with my pay. But they say, nope, the employer is in violation and you owe the employee wages because you didn't pay overtime. And if that employer had actually paid an hourly wage and then computed the overtime wages for those 10 hours, they could have actually even paid $50 a week less and been paying more than minimum wage. I'm talking about at $10 an hour. At $10.50 an hour, they'd be paying $22 a week less. And that would be a violation. Yet, we're talking about a good employer. We're putting that good employer in a position where he's got to look over his shoulder, always worried about what retaliation could come. This legislation leaves the door open for retaliation in reverse and the potential, serious potential, because my members go through this, of having to hire employment attorneys to defend themselves, and it is incredibly troubling. And And employers today, with what seems to be coming out of the State House, it is difficult. I don't know why. Senator, in all due respect, you indicated before, you made some kind of a remark about how you've introduced so many pieces of legislation and, you know, the employers all come in to say that, you know, the sky is going to fall, or I don't remember. Right, I understand. And I don't think you said that glibly or without any serious... I really don't. However, everything seems to be aimed at the employers, if the employers are so bad. Yes, there's bad employers. There's no question about it. But we also have to acknowledge there's bad employees. And we're trying to deal with all of it. And it is really a mountain to climb for a small business today. And all that I'm saying is please oppose this kind of legislation. We don't need it. If there's an employee that doesn't know all of their rights, guess what? There's employers that also don't know the right things. The situation I just described, I can't tell you when we started to inform our members. You have to, Department of Labor is starting to look for these things. We have to change how we do it. I actually had members respond to my newsletters, several called and said, Sal, you don't have to worry about me. Let me tell you what I do. I pay this guy, I give him $600 a week. It's more than me. And I'm like, no, stop. That's exactly what they're looking for. You think you're doing it right and you're not. All that I'm saying is employers have a mountain of things to know, a mountain of regulations, and something that simple where they think they're doing something right, they're doing wrong. They too don't know all of what needs to be known. But guess what? The employee that does know the things that Senator Bucco just talked about, don't they know they can call the Department of Labor? Don't they know they can call this? Don't they know they can file that? They're the ones that'll know they can go to the municipal court too. And they're the ones that can have the same wrong intent. And it's sort of like, let's force an employer that may even be a good employer. I can force somebody's hand. And they always have to look over their shoulder. I am asking you as a representative of small businesses to please reconsider this. This is another burden. It leaves a door open for lawsuits bigger than you can imagine. And the lion's share, I'm going to go as far as to say 99% of employers are very good employers. Yes, there's a bunch of bad ones. But I would also ask that employee in some of the situations that came up, and not to downplay what they brought up, but if I didn't get my paycheck this week, for whatever reason, why would I be back at work next week? So that we sort of limit the exposure. And when an employer is in that situation, it does mean they are in financial trouble. They too.
We're going to stay on the bill here. You're starting to get offline. People don't get paid one week. You wouldn't show up the next week. That's you. Most people don't have that ability to do that. We're going to stay on the bill. We're moving on to the next speaker. Thank you for your time.